Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and we're going to talk about love and manifesting love now that more and more of us can go out into the world. I have not yet. Since being vaccinated, I have not gone out in the world, but I know it's on the agenda to start actively dating. And so I thought about, what would you need? What information would you need if you were getting back out there? So this is some guidance on how to attract high quality love. And if you follow me on Instagram, Amy Yancey, intuitive coach, Amy Yancey, I just did a little four post series on how to manifest high quality love. And so I'm going to expand on that, as well as tell you about what low quality love looks like so you can be aware, right? Because so much of this work of manifesting boils down to awareness and being willing to see your situation from a different lens, particularly dating. Because like money, we can have a kind of a negative perspective about dating. So we're going to shift that a bit on this call. And let's see, what else can I tell you? Oh, if you do enjoy this program, I'm going to emphasize this again. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts if you are an Apple Podcast user. I know many of you listen on other platforms, and I believe they give you an option to subscribe. But for Apple Podcasts in particular, please subscribe. And in case you're new to this program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. I help people manifest love. Manifest the relationship of their dreams. I don't call myself a dating coach because, first and foremost, I'm an intuitive, and I use that gift to coach you to create whatever reality you want to create. So if you are ready to date more, or maybe start a business or increase your income, I would love to support you in that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package, the 3-month option as well as the 1-year option, and the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. I designed for someone wanting to date, meaning you heard me on this podcast. You're like, yes, I want to work with that woman. I want to be in a relationship. I haven't even started dating. That package, the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package, is designed to take you from being single to being in partnership in 3 months. And it's a really great service, and it's helped a lot of people create the result they wanted to create, no matter what that is. Some people say they're looking for love, and then they get in the program and they realize, I really want to do some work around loving myself before I enter into partnership, because the way you feel about you really does determine what shows up when you're dating. So my hope is always to help you see yourself the way God sees you, which is amazing, and to step into the world with your highest level of confidence, with your strongest sense of self, and with your truest desire a priority. So if you're ready to go to the next level, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, let's talk about high quality love versus low quality love. This is taken from my program, Manifest Love in 8 Weeks. Let's start here, low quality love. And these are some statements that I want you to embed within you that really explains to you what low quality love looks like. So low quality love. I will not date anyone who possesses the qualities that are on my red flags list. So if you do not have a red flags list, I would suggest that you make them. Make one. You'll probably make it a couple of times to really get it right. And you might be adding to it and taking away from it from time to time. But mostly, you're going to be adding to it, not really taking away from it. Because we all know what our red flags are. And if you're struggling with that question, red flags are anything that you know doesn't work for you in a partner. So this is where you put some of the negative relationship patterns you've seen in your life. If you have always attracted someone who doesn't have a job, that's one that needs to go on the list. And if I were working with you, I'd say, let's clean up what's going on in your consciousness that continues to attract that. Not purposefully, it's just, it feels familiar to you, right? Maybe you attract people with addiction. Maybe you attract people, you know, I know one that's on my red flag list that is probably, I'm not going to judge it, but I keep attracting people with children, and not just children, but messy custody situations that haven't been resolved. And so I really have had to do a lot of work around that and figure out, like, what in me still has, like, some type of messiness. It's really just an energy of messiness. It tends to show up with the men I'm drawn to around a custody issue, and it's usually just one kid, right? And so I see the pattern. It's consistent over and over and over again. And so that would be a red flag. So I know now one of the ways to override that is to really make sure I'm not choosing a partner with children, since I don't want to mother. Yeah, so think about red flags. Addiction would be there. Narcissism, if you find that you do attract narcissists, highly sensitive people, empathetic people, empaths tend to attract narcissists. So that would be on the list. Someone who maybe lives far away. Do you find that you wind up in situations where you're dating somebody that lives really far away? That would be on the red flags list. Okay, next statement. I will not enter into a relationship with someone who cannot meet my romantic needs. This happens a lot to highly sensitive people. We get into relationships, we can love easily, and we forget that our needs need to be met. And we try to make it work, and it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. Because if you pick somebody who can't meet your needs, it's not like they can flip a switch and suddenly be that person. And so it's up to us in the beginning to be really clear and say, hey, these are my needs. Can you meet them? And that can come in a lot of forms, you know, conversation, being aware, being willing to be transparent about who you are. All of that will help you know if someone can meet your needs. And if you identify that they can't, then it's a no. And I think for highly sensitive people, we think, oh no, I don't want to appear needy. No, everybody has needs, right? So it could be something as simple as, I know a couple, at the end of last year, I was talking to a man who, he had a kid, of course, a custody thing. And his schedule was that it was just kind of like all over the place. Like, he might have Tuesday free or Wednesday free, or, and I was just like, that doesn't work for me. You know, Monday through Thursday are my primary work days. And so I'm available and looking for a partner who's available on the weekend. And so, you know, I want them to be available and I have access to them in terms of conversation and communication on the other days, but very much when I want to spend time is the weekend. And so for me to date that man, it would be denying myself a need, right? Like, I have that time available. That's what I've set aside. It's a need for me. Also, let's see, what's the one I've had recently? I'm really coming clean with myself that I need somebody that communicates really effectively and communicates in a way that's similar to my style. And I know in the past I've attracted people who maybe weren't the best with communication. That meant, you know, they could go like 5 days and not talk to me. And that's just like bonkers crazy in my world. That doesn't work for me. And you might be different than that. You know what your need is. Honor that need and be in that need and own that need. And so I've been finding people, like I was talking to someone who their first language was Spanish, and but they spoke English fluently and very smart, very intelligent, and so intelligent and so witty that they could weave Spanish into their wit. And it was brilliant and wonderful and amazing, but it didn't make me feel good because I am not good with languages. I actually have a language learning disability. And so I found that as I was communicating with them and they were doing that, while I found it fascinating, it made me feel uncomfortable. Like, I was constantly like trying to Google, and you can't really effectively Google. Turns out you can't effectively Google, you can Google a translation, but if you didn't, I mean, I didn't even know what the word was, right? And so that didn't work. great wit, brilliant, you know, like if I, you know, high level wit, but didn't work for me, right? And so that's a need of mine. So they would, that's a person who couldn't meet my need around communication. And I share that with you so that you can start to identify what your needs are, your things that you must have in a relationship. You know, I must have someone that understands the way I communicate, communicates very similar to me, and I understand the way they communicate. Not just from, because I'm a creator and an artist, I can respect and appreciate a lot of different styles. It doesn't mean that style is going to be right for me, right? As in a romantic relationship, outside of being an artist, outside of being a creator, I need to be able to just have a conversation with my partner, right? And so we take those things for granted. We think, oh, that's just the way it's supposed to be. No, there's nothing, you know, you build your reality and your reality shows up to match, right? And so build your reality, get clear about what you need, and make sure you pick someone who meets your needs. And if they don't, that's low quality love. Okay, next statement. I will ask more questions in the beginning to determine if someone is right for me. If you're not asking questions and they're not asking questions of you and you're starting to catch feelings, that's low quality love. Yeah, ask questions. Ask questions. I told a man that this weekend. I was like, I don't feel like you're asking me enough questions. I feel like you're entertaining yourself, which is totally fine. I just don't have to participate. Be transparent, say what you mean, and then you can get out of it really quickly, right? I could have drug that out for like 5 weeks, but I was like, no, it's not a match. She's cool. It's not a match. Low quality love. Next statement. I will not ignore my intuition when dating. So low quality love is when you are ignoring your intuition. And this can be tricky, especially when you want something so badly and you think it's right, you know, and but your intuition is firing and saying like, no, but you know, you feel like everybody around you is telling you it's right. And I think it's because we as a society, as a culture, as a people kind of operate in low quality love. You have to actually consciously work at being in high quality love. And one of the ways to do that is honoring your intuition. Even if it's just, I'm picking something up, I don't know what it is, something just feels off, I'm just going to take a step back. And if it's a high quality relationship, you'll have a partner that you can say that to. And if it's a low quality relationship, you're petrified to say it. You're even nervous to look at it. You don't even want to know what could be underneath. That's low quality love. So if you are ignoring your intuition in the dating process, you are engaging in low quality love. Next, I will not say yes to people in situations that don't work for me. I know myself. So if you are saying yes to situations where off the bat, you know it doesn't work. Doesn't work. Doesn't work. Does not work. Then you are engaging in low quality love. I was talking to my girlfriends about a man I dated when I was living in Los Angeles. And I thought it was going to be a really great match. I had even talked about it on this podcast. I thought, oh, this is the guy. And then I realized he had a tendency to show up unannounced with like a grand gesture. Maybe it was flowers or something. And on one hand, you could tell like a room of women whose maybe their self-esteem's a bit low. And then we could all be like, oh, right? He showed up with flowers. He showed up to take you to dinner. But I work for myself and I my schedule is my own. And I have this weird kind of thing I do throughout my day. And I love it. And it works for me. But him just showing up unannounced put me in a place where I didn't feel grounded. I didn't feel comfortable. If you wanted to take me to dinner, I'm like, I'm not dressed to go to dinner. I haven't even had a shower. You know, I'm working on something, you know, I can't be my best self when you show up unannounced. Same with spontaneity. Like, you know, I'm not one of those. I'm not very spontaneous. And I had to come to terms with that. And I had to not make myself feel bad. So yes, if someone is engaging in a behavior that doesn't work for you and you're saying yes to it, you got to let it go, right? Like, even if it's a grand gesture, even if it's, yeah, like, you just say no, right? Like, even if it's supposed to be, the world tells you you're supposed to swoon over it, you got to say no if it's not working for you, if it doesn't feel good. That's all about knowing yourself. And if you are denying yourself or ignoring who you are to be connected to another human being, that's low quality love. Okay. Okay, next. I will not be in a relationship because I don't want to be alone. Yeah. Yuck. Gross, right? You can be alone while you seek out high quality love. It's totally fine. But if you're only around somebody because you don't want to be alone, like, even if somebody says that to me, like if they're, you know, we're chatting on the app and we've just, they're like, oh, well, I'm really lonely. I'm like, suddenly I'm not talking to them anymore. I really do. I really just stopped. The minute anybody says anything about loneliness, I'm like, no. Because that is something that an individual has to deal with on their own. You have to be there for yourself. You have to explore what that is. You have to meet that need. I'm not saying it overrides you wanting to be connected to people, but you can be in your own company and be in the company of others, right? And those are two different lanes. You cannot expect someone to fulfill what's going on within you, that hole inside of you. And so, if you are in a relationship just because you don't want to be alone, and a lot of people are in pandemic relationships like that, be willing to let them go so you can find high quality love. Okay, next, low quality love. I will not date someone who does not share or goes against my lifestyle and values. So if someone doesn't share your values, if someone goes against what you believe to be true, don't date them. Don't date them. Don't date them. Why do you have to? You don't. End of last year, I kept attracting people who were Trump Republicans. Like, and that's just not my jam. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. I can't even relate to it. Republicans, the old school, back in the day, Republican, I could see that. I may not have agreed with everything, but I could see it, and I could understand the energy behind it. Trump Republicans? Doesn't make sense to me. I have no idea. Why? Why does it exist? So I kept attracting those guys. And they were nice, but then they would try to argue their points with me. And I'm just like, no, I'm not ever going to see the truth in that. I've looked into it, and there is no, there's no water in that well, right? For me. And so don't date someone that goes against your lifestyle and values, you know? I dated a poly man who didn't tell me he was poly until we were deep in the relationship. That's a lifestyle. That's a preference. That's a choice. I don't want to say it's a choice, actually. And I haven't studied the sexual psychology on that enough but I don't feel like it's a choice. And so I really can't date somebody, because I'm monogamous, who's poly, right? And so, yeah, don't date somebody whose lifestyle is different than yours. Don't date somebody whose values are different than yours. If someone doesn't, they don't, I was getting ready to utter a limiting belief. There was a part of me, there was an old me that used to be okay, if they're not spiritual like me, I get it. But I realized that was coming from my insecurity around New Age spirituality, because I had grown up in a Christian home, and Christians say everybody's bad, particularly, you know, witches and crystal people, they're terrible. Psychics, oh my God, they're going to burn in hell, right? And so I used to say, like, well, as long as they don't put it down, then I'm okay with it. And I'm like, that's so low vibe, right? I want somebody who gets it. I want somebody who celebrates it. I want somebody who's into it. And they don't have to be into it in the way that I am. For those of you that listen to this program, some of you might be into shamanism. I'm not. Some of you might be into astrology. I'm not. But we're all in the same New Age pool. So I want a partner now who's in the New Age pool. And if I date somebody who's not, or who oh my, heaven forbid, puts it down or doesn't get it or is questioning me about it or making me feel wrong. I've built a whole life and business around my faith. Like, no, why would I allow that in my home? Why would I allow that in my bed? Why would I allow that in my consciousness, right? And so think about it. If you're dating someone whose lifestyle and values go against your own and you're trying to say that that's love, that's not high quality love. That's low quality love. Because it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good. And here's the thing. I do believe that opposites can attract, and people who share different values can coexist by all means. But I'm finding as a culture, we tend to do better with people who are on our same frequency. And it doesn't have to be the exact same frequency, but it's in the realm of, right? And for highly sensitive people, we tend to date people who can make us feel bad about who we are. And that is detrimental. And because we have such big hearts and we can love so fully, and we can see the good in people, and to the point where we ignore bad behavior and we ignore things that don't feel right, it's imperative that you pick someone whose lifestyle and values match your own. Okay, my spirit guides are jumping in. They're saying, Amy, there are people listening to this program. They're saying, well, if I follow everything that this woman is saying on this podcast, there's going to be nobody for me to date. It's already hard enough to find somebody. That is just a story. So let's talk about this. Let's break it down. That is just a story. So let's start here with cleaning up the story. And I guess this podcast is all on cleaning up low quality love. I have no idea how I'm going to title it. I'll do some other podcasts and I'll tell you how to tap into high quality love. But let's stick with this one on low quality love. So let's clean up this story. There are not enough people out there for me to date. Bonkers, crazy, nonsense. You've heard me on this program say many times there are an abundance of people out there for you to date. There is an abundance of people who meet your needs, wants, desires for a partner, for a type of relationship, for a life together on this planet. And that is just fact and truth. If you want to argue against it, that's just keeping you from it. But I would encourage you now to accept that there are an abundance of people looking for exactly what you have to offer, and they are offering exactly what you're looking for, and it is a match, right? And then the next layer to that is, like, some people believe that, oh, well, if I get this, I can't have this. So he can't be really hot and rich. He can't be really stable, hot, and rich. He can't be really great in bed and hot and rich. He can't be a dog lover, which I'm not a pet person, but here we go. He can't be a dog lover and this and this and that. He can't want children and this and this and that. He can't be unmarried and in his 40s and not have children and want to have children. Stop telling yourself that garbage. You, with the exception of my poly sisters and brothers, only need one person. So get clear about what that person is, and that is what you will draw to you. It exists. If you can think it, it exists. And if it doesn't exist yet, guess what? Your angels will find a way. Find a way. It will be a walk-in. Somebody will show up all of a sudden in this lifetime who is the perfect image of what you have described. But you have to have faith in that, because your faith is what creates that person. Now, if you are struggling with faith, yeah, it's going to be really difficult to believe that that person can show up, that person who meets all the requirements and checks all the boxes and likes you and you like them, and it's a great match. And it's not just about, like, designing a robot. It's about you being authentically you. And of course God would want you to have that which is in alignment with authentic you. Of course God would want you to have that. You were able to conjure it in your mind because it exists. And all you have to do is believe and know and have faith that it exists. I am so clean around this with love, but I tell you, you know, I can get on the dating apps and then kind of forget, right? Because you're like, right? You can totally go into that mode. And I caught myself this morning. I was swiping and I was like, ugh. And then I said, what, girl, what are you doing right now? What are you doing? And maybe I just need to pick a different app, right? Or I did something. I did expand a bit of my perspective around things as it relates to age. I was really focused on just attracting somebody in my age group. So I had my filter set to 39 to 43. I'm 41. And because I don't know, I wanted somebody in my age group. But what I realized was, it was a part of me was like, I was trying to kind of like relive like my town and where I grew up. And, you know, I grew up during a certain time in a certain place in Los Angeles, and everybody knew each other. And it was just, it was an energy there, right? There was a community. And so I realized that's what was keeping my age range. I thought like, oh, like I want somebody who would be in my high school class, right? Like maybe not in my class, but like either a year above me or a year below me. Like that's what I was thinking. And I realized like, oh, that's just me tapping into the nostalgia of my past, not necessarily a requirement. Would I date somebody who was older than outside of that range? And I would, if they, you know, met all my requirements. Of course I would. Like 47 versus 43, I'm starting to figure out, is not that different, you know? And so I did increase my range. And I increased it because I identified I was operating under a limiting belief. And if I really want that, right, it doesn't exist. Like, I'm not in high school anymore. Even if I move back to the town. Matter of fact, when I went and lived in L.A. a couple years back to see if I liked it after my divorce, I did spend time in my old town. And I was like, this is not me. Even if they did still live there, I'd be like, why are you still living there? There's a whole beautiful world out there. Go experience it. So yes, we might be putting some limitations on things and we need to expand that. Like, right? It's not compromising. No, I just opened myself up to a whole, to a wider pool of amazing people today, right? And so I share this with you because you create the reality. You create the story. And whatever story you want to live under is what will manifest in your experience. So if you believe that there are not enough people to date, if you believe that you can't get everything that you want, if you believe you have to date somebody that has problems, no, you don't. You don't. And just because you're a highly sensitive, loving person doesn't mean you have to love everybody. Save that love for your right partner, because you will be miserable otherwise. Hands down. You will be miserable. Date somebody who's in alignment with what you have been dreaming about. And if you settle, if you accept less, just be prepared. Like, this is going to suck ass. Because it will. It will in every way, shape, or form. And you don't have to live that way. You don't have to live that way. And yes, you can love a human because you see their humanity, but you don't have to be in a romantic relationship with them. Right? And you certainly don't have to put up with anything in the realm of abuse, meanness, unkindness, dissatisfaction, hurt, struggle, shaming, anything. You don't have to, like, remove that from romantic partnership. I know previous generations put up with a lot of shit. Maybe it was logistic, maybe it was financial, maybe it was access. You know, women couldn't do everything, and you know, people of color didn't have the same access, whatever. I get it. We don't live that way anymore. And honestly, if they had all stood up and said, we don't want to live this way anymore, it would have ended then. So you now, in this moment, can choose to be in a high-quality, loving relationship. And as soon as I'm done with this podcast, I'll record one on how to have that. But for now, stay out of the realm of low-quality love. So let's repeat. Low-quality love looks like dating anyone with a red flag. And make the list if you haven't made it. Entering into a relationship with someone who can't meet your romantic needs. Not asking enough questions in the beginning, making assumptions, they're making assumptions, you're not asking questions, they're not asking questions, ignoring your intuition when you're dating, If you're getting a hit, if you're getting a sign, trust that, explore it, take a step back. And you'll know if it's a good partner for you, because you will be able to say, hey, I'm sensing something and I want to talk to you about it. If they freak out or you feel like you can't have that conversation or you're nervous to, that is a sign unto itself. That's low quality. Saying yes to people in situations that don't work for you. Like, you know, it just doesn't work. Why are you saying yes to it? Why are you trying to make it work, right? Don't do that. Know yourself enough and love yourself enough, respect yourself enough, and have enough faith in the process that you will stay grounded in what you want and accept yourself for what you want. Low quality love. Being in a relationship because you don't want to be alone. Yeah, that's bonkers, crazy, gross. Because I'll be honest with you. I was married. I didn't have a mortgage. I had a good life, by all accounts, on the surface. Most people looked at my life, because people live in shades, like they see what they want to see, and they'd say, well, why would you ever leave this relationship? Because I was miserable. Absolutely 100% miserable. And I tried to fool myself too. I did too. And that's how I know it doesn't work. So trust your intuition. If you're getting signs, because I got signs. Day one, week one, day one, I got signs. And it's not a reflection of his humanity. No, he's still a dear friend of mine. It's a reflection of what would work for me in a romantic relationship. And I had learned from the previous generation of women in my family that you can't get your needs met in a relationship. You have to just accept it. It's going to be shitty. And did they say those words? No. It was an indirect feeling. And if you're a highly sensitive person, you've picked that up already, right? And so you move through life thinking that that's what you're supposed to do, even if your conscious mind is telling you differently. So you have to really work on the subconscious. So take these pieces of wisdom to heart and do what is right. But I'll tell you, life alone was far better. And it's there have been challenges and relearning how to keep a home, right? You know, after you go through a period of time of a long period of time of not having to be concerned about the cost of a structure, like we you know, there were taxes and internal maintenance, but the actual cost, like a mortgage or a rent payment, I had to relearn how to do that, especially in the Bay Area at this time. Yeah, I was like, whoa, that's really what it is. And it's been a process, but being alone has been far better. Far better. So amazing. Yeah, life is joyful. Even when it's hard. Even when I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, rent's due tomorrow, right? Like, it's still far more joyful. It's far more joyful. So be good with being alone and knowing from enjoying your company, you're putting out a vibration that someone will also enjoy your company, who is worthy and deserving of being in your company. And then lastly, don't date someone who goes against your lifestyle and values. Yeah, don't. Just say no. Just say no. Just say no. So that is how you avoid low quality love. It's easy to fall into it. It's easy to fall in love with potential. It's easy to be in situations that don't meet our needs. It takes courage, it takes boldness, it takes strength to choose you. But here's the thing, all the goodness in life is on that side, on the side of choosing you. So choose yourself in the dating process. Choose to have your needs met. And I know there, if you've stumbled on this podcast and you're not a highly sensitive person, which I doubt, because I really do hold the vibration that this podcast is for highly sensitive people, for empaths, for people who feel energy deeply. But if you happen to stumble on this and you're like, this doesn't even make any sense. Like, I get it. I'm talking to highly sensitive people. We wind up in relationships where we are unfulfilled, and we will still hold an energy of love for that person because we think that that's the right thing to do, because we have such a high capacity to love. But there is loving someone's humanity and accepting them as a human, right? And then there is loving someone because they are the right fit for our life. They are a true support system, because just any old person will start to take away from your light. Choose the person that supports your light, that even helps your light be a bit brighter. It's still your responsibility to hold your own brightness, but you want someone who, if nothing else, creates a neutral space for you to shine brightly, as opposed to someone, when we're in low quality relationships, someone who is taking away from your light. All right, that's my show. I still don't know how I'm going to title it. How not to be in a low quality relationship, maybe. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy.com. I want to help you. I want to help you be the person you've always wanted to be. There's not a lot of support in this world for highly sensitive people. We deal with very different challenges than most, right? We are magnets to narcissists, and because we love so deeply, we can attract that energy and not know what feelings are real, and you know, it can get really messy for us, right? And when all we need to do is just have a space where we can see things clearly, where we can feel our own feelings, where we can be our own person, where we can express our truth. And that's the space I create. I create a space for highly sensitive, empaths, people who feel too much. I create a space where you can create the life of your dreams. It's a bit different for us. So if you would like some support, I would love to be your coach. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Please pay attention to that massive result intuitive coaching package. I also have, and it closes tomorrow. I'm offering a very special session. Call it in. 30 minutes with me on the phone. It's $45, like so affordable. And it's designed to help you get really clear about what you want, put you in the vibration so you can welcome it in, let go of any lower vibrational energy so that you can be a magnet to all that you desire. It's really fun, really great time. So that is open now and it closes tomorrow. I had a client tell me, he's like, I didn't even see the notice for it. So yes, this is my first like letting people know who listen to the podcast. And if you are interested and you hear this after the fact, just send me a note and I'll hook it up. Because I guess I felt like I kept it open. I just didn't send a lot of messages out about it. It's on my Instagram. I did put it on my Instagram. So please follow me on Instagram. Also, sign up for my newsletter. Yeah, it's such a great way for us to stay in contact. More so, you get 2 intuitive messages from me a week. And even if you're not in a place to invest in coaching right now, if you just signed up for that newsletter and you opened my messages on Wednesday and Saturday, it's like a year's worth of intuitive coaching, man. Like, if you followed the messages there, it finally hit me. I was like, dude, if somebody really used these messages, I can't because I wrote them. I wish I had me in my life, right? I say that all the time because I am designed to help people like us, highly sensitive people. But if you just opened those and paid attention to the messages and tuned in and did the work around what's coming up for you as a result of those messages, oh my God, that is growth, expansion, elevation, take you to the next level. And it's free. So sign up for my newsletter. You get that Wednesday. I'm going to do it now as soon as I get off the podcast, and you get it Saturday. I love you. I love you. I love you. Please, please, please take care of yourself, whether you're dating or not dating. Take care of yourself. Please change the story that tells you you can't have it, or it's not possible, or there's no people out there for me, or I can't find my right person, and nobody's going to be into what I'm into, or it's so hard to find. Let all of that shit go, friends, and just be in the space of believing that you are worthy and deserving, and it exists because you say it exists, because you took the time to write it down, you took the time to think about it, you took the time to refine it, you knew God would print it out. Think of it, it's like a 3D printer in the sky. It would be printed out for you. that person will be printed out for you that matches exactly what you want. And all you have to do is take the time to ask for it and have faith that it exists and take the appropriate action. And if you want help with that, of course, I would love to help you. So thank you for listening to this program. Take care. Goodbye.